This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano, and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof, massaging leather appointed seats are available features.
Do the Chicago Bears have the brightest future of any Chicago sports team? Certain writers seem to think so. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Plus, we're going to look at specifically how Zach Pickens needs to step up in year two for the Chicago Bears. All that plus a little bit of the mailbag right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bears Central, your number one place for all Chicago Bears news and content.
What's going on, Bears fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bears Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bears related. I'm the host, Eric Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Shy Bears Central on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that being said, let's go ahead and get into this content for today. So I want to start off with talking about the Chicago Bears and kind of their place right now in the turnaround that we're seeing happen in Chicago sports. Well, where do they rank as far as the teams with the brightest future in Chicago? And this actually came from Bears Wire. This is a really good article in which they wrote up and talked about the Chicago sports teams and who has the brightest future. And they said adamantly that the Bears actually do have the brightest future of all Chicago sports teams. When you look at it, the White Sox and the Bulls are in absolute dog shit ass places, in partly because they're owned by Jerry Reinsdorf, both teams, and that he is an owner that unfortunately I think has lost touch with reality. And I think both teams will be under better places when ownership transitions. Now, I'm not saying sell the teams because I doubt that ever happens for those that know. I think the Reinsdorfs are always going to own the Bulls and the Sox. But when it comes down to it, just having a different voice there, and I think it may be time. In a lot of ways, Jerry Reinsdorf is like Vince McMahon outside of the inappropriateness, is that he just has kind of lost touch with what it needs to be done in this era to really win. And some people would say, did he ever really understand it, looking into a team that had drafted Michael Jordan? So, you know, that comes down with it, but the Bulls and the Sox are in absolute hell holes when it comes to the place of their franchise and being anywhere close to really winning a title with any one of those teams. It's crazy enough that I'm a Bulls fan, as many know, for me hosting Chicago Bulls Central, and I'm a huge White Sox fan, and I probably would be the host of Chicago White Sox Central if it wasn't for Kev being so good at his job, on top of, I just ain't got the time. So, you know, that's what it comes down to. I'm a fan of two franchises that continue to kind of spit in the face of their fan base when it comes to really improving it. The White Sox, the worst team in the MLB, 51-59 right now. They're not going to do anything special. They're probably going to lose over 100 games again. Then if you stay in baseball, the Cubs, you know, the Cubs are one of those teams that always show some flashes, right? Almost every time I'm like, oh, the Cubs are done, they're going like a winning streak or something like that. Now, I'm not a huge Cubs fan. I don't watch the Cubs nearly as close as I watch the White Sox or even like the Chicago Sky, but I do stay in tune with what they're doing. But when you look at it, they're fourth place right now in the NL Central and are 8 games behind the first place team in the Milwaukee Brewers. So when it comes down to it, yeah, they're in a hellhole as well. Now you have the Chicago Sky that, much like with the Chicago Bears, drafted really well, getting cornerstones in Angel Reese and Camilla Cardoso, and their GM and new coach in Teresa Weatherspoon and Jeff Pagliosha, who is the GM there, has done a really good job, right, as far as kind of rebuilding that team on the fly. They tried to get some stars in there to pair with Kalia Copper. They couldn't get that done. Once that happened and they realized they couldn't field a team that was going to be worth a damn, they decided to trade their former finals MVP and make a series of other trades to get 2 picks in the draft at 3 and number 7, and they end up drafting 2 players that have extremely bright futures, and Angel Reese already leading many categories for her rookie class and some in the WNBA overall. They have an extremely bright future, and they would be the only team right now that I would say has a future that probably is as bright as the Chicago Bears, only because it is the WNBA. You can turn around with it only being a 12, about to be 13-team league. it's easier to turn around and go from nothing to being maybe a contender, at least a perennial playoff team. Sky probably still going to make the playoffs this year as well, with just how limited that league is and how they did draft well in that time. And so the Sky definitely are one that are on the way up. You look at the Blackhawks. The Blackhawks as well are kind of in the similar situation to the Chicago Bears. They've drafted really well. They got a nice young foundation. They still weren't able to do much this first year of that team being there, but they have an extremely bright future right along up there with the Bears. And the Blackhawks are a team that I do think 3 years or so away from really being really good, especially if they continue to draft really well like they have, things like that. Love where the Blackhawks are. Blackhawks, Sky, Bears all sit in a similar place, well above the Cubs, White Sox, and Bulls. As far as that, they have a young foundation. They have a foundation, and they seem to be building off those foundations. Am I ready to say that the Bears have the brightest future? No, not yet, only because I haven't seen them play. Once they take the football field and actually start playing games, of course, my mindset on that would change. I would say this, they have some of the most talent in all of Chicago sports on paper, but we need to see what that's going to be in reality with the way that these young players play, with the way that the defense plays, how the offense comes together. But the Bears do have a bright future. And I think a lot of Bears fans are starting to feel kind of safer in talking about the Bears having a bright future. We've had a decade plus of pessimism, and understand pessimism from where the Bears are. And, you know, yeah, there's still some doubt around the league, like ESPN continually, you know, with their overall playoff rankings and things like that, keep casting doubt around the Chicago Bears and skepticism. And that should be there. Let me be clear in what I'm saying here. In no way am I saying that the Chicago Bears all of a sudden should have this universal praise and just confidence that we're going to be this team that can push for a postseason. They have to show it. But so far from what we've been able to do, they have really rebuilt this team. And so when it comes down to it, there's a lot of still doubt around this Bears team, and they're going to have to prove it. Pro Football Focus ranked the Bears roster at 20th. We ranked 17th on ESPN. And so, you know, not to say that these outlets are the end-all, be-all, but that just shows. And keep in mind, both those outlets still rank the Bears, a lot of the Bears positions groups favorably is the word that I'm looking for. And so in doing that, they show that they think this is a team that has talent, but they're not necessarily confident in either the Bears' ability to develop that talent, the coach's ability to coach that talent, or just overall still that trepidation around the Chicago Bears franchise, just because we haven't done things at a high level for a very long time. And so we have been looked at as a poverty franchise, as a franchise that can't get right. And I think those things are all going to maintain to the Bears until they show it. And hopefully this is one of those seasons where the Bears do show that they are making moves in the right direction wins-wise. That's what it all comes down to. And so let's hope that that's the case. This is a team with a lot of talent on it. That offensive revamp has been really great. And there's going to be challenges ahead of this team. Challenges for Caleb Williams, things like that. And so let's hope that this Bears team can overcome that. Now, with that said, let's move on to the actual topic. Zach Pickens. I've made a lot of conversation around Jarvon Dexter. And almost every time I do, somebody in the comment section, rightfully so, points out, hey, don't overlook Zach Pickens either in all of this. And you're absolutely right. Zach Pickens, the Bears deciding not to get true veteran depth to either pass up Zach Pickens or Jarvon Dexter, as I've said, does show a vote of confidence in both those guys' skill levels. And it has to come down via what they've seen in practice from these guys, what they've seen development-wise, and just what they know being up close to these guys. When you look at Zach Pickens, he didn't play a whole hell of a lot. 264 total snaps in his rookie year. Of that, he had a half a sack, which isn't, you know, necessarily, it's not great, but then when you look at the production, things like that, he also only had 20 tackles and one tackle for a loss. But there are two really good players at his position that had similar stats in their rookie years. And not to say that that means that Zach Pickens is going to develop the way that they are, but it is to show that sometimes it just takes players a while to figure it out. When you look at Akeem Hicks in his rookie year, 20 tackles, no sacks, two tackles for a loss. When you look at Justin Jones, 17 tackles, a half a sack, one tackle for a loss. When you look at the number of snaps that they played as well, Zach Pickens with 264 snaps, Justin Jones with 300, Akeem Hicks with 372. In that, Zach Pickens had the least amount of pressures with 8, Justin Jones with the most at 15, and Akeem Hicks at 10 there. And then you look at run stops there. Zach Pickens with 9. Justin Jones.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another. And don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation. But then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof and massaging leather appointed seats are available features.
Jones with 9 and Akeem Hicks with 13. The fact of the matter is that you don't have a whole big sample size there. But for anybody who's doubting that Zach Pickens can pick it up from what he did in his rookie year, not to say that there's been a whole lot of examples. That actually, the history of somebody not playing that many snaps in their rookie year doesn't bode well for Zach Pickens. But there are exceptions to every rule. And the Bears are hoping that Zach Pickens is going to be that exception to the rule, because much like with Jervon Dexter, if you get a Zach Pickens, a young player that steps up tremendously in his second year to show you that he can be a big part of your rotation going forward, especially having a veteran like Billings down there who you may eventually look to move on from, if Zach Pickens can show what he can be, at least as a depth piece, or maybe even with some starter upside when it's all said and done, it does nothing but help the Chicago Bears. They want to develop as much of their own young talent internally as they can. That is how you sustain success, right? I get it. Free agent splash signings, all those type of things are really good. But when you can hit on your own draft picks, it just extends and adds a little bit more quality, flexibility, which Ryan Poles likes to maintain when you can develop your own guys. And so it is up to Zach Pickens to do that. You got Andrew Billings, who's 29 years old. Zach Pickens is going to be backing him and Jervon Dexter in. 24 years old is Zach Pickens. He was picked in the 3rd round. This guy has a lot of talent and a lot of talent to uncover. At 6'4", 300 pounds, he offers a big body in there in that interior defensive line that can absolutely make it can terrorize offensive lineups. But he has to show that he has to do that consistently. And the step that Zach Pickens has made, just as well as along with Jervon Dexter, the step that he made from that rookie year in this offseason to go into training camp and the preseason and season this year is going to be hugely telling for the Bears and the defensive line overall. If you can get pressure from that interior defensive line under Matt Eberflus's system, it makes everything easier. And at a time where we have DeMarcus Walker and we have maybe Austin Booker as being on that, the depth pieces on that, well, Walker starting, but, you know, Austin Booker being that opposite edge of Montez Sweat, you need that pressure from the interior defensive line. And so I hope that that's something that we see step up. We already saw it take a big step up last year after the acquisition of Montez Sweat and how that helped the Chicago Bears team. And we got to see now how do the players grow and develop with having that. How having him in training camp helps the team start off in a much better place. And so Zach Pickens can be a huge part of that. And to quote a great and Wyclef Jean, you can either make this team or you cannot make this team. Well, Pickens is going to make the team regardless, being a little facetious there. But overall, I really do think that it's a major thing to get some development from Zach Pickens heading into the second year for him. And in the sophomore year, if we get him and Jervon Dexter being beast at what they do in their roles, I'm not expecting them to lead the NFL in anything, nothing crazy, but in reasonable expectations from growth from the first to the second year, if they can bring that, that changes a lot for the Chicago Bears, at least in my opinion. Let's hope that it does. Let's hope that the Bears, that we develop the way that we all hope as Bears fans that we're going to do. With that said, let's go ahead and get into it. We got one voicemail I want to play today. Tomorrow's the mailbag day, so get those voicemails in because we want to hear from you guys. This first and only one that we have today, this one's from Darius.
What's going on, guys? Darius from Dallas here. As you said something in the last episode there, man, it kind of got me worried. And I didn't even really think about this until you said it for some reason. But you were talking about Shane Waldron and, you know, how he traditionally likes to, you know, pass on run downs and run on pass downs. And that's cool, all right? If he has the football IQ to know exactly when to do it I'm perfectly okay with that because it does keep the defense off balance when you do that. The only thing is, if that goes wrong, that's giving me Matt Nagy vibes. We're kind of in that territory. You know, we're back to, okay, it's third and one, but you decided to do a damn trick play or a screen pass. You know, is it going to be that? Is it going to be we're on third and one? He's got, you know, Caleb rolling out when all we have to do is hand it to Swift on an ISO run. You know, that's the type of stuff that scares me. Because that's when you overcomplicate things, you can't get away from the fundamentals of football, okay? And when it's third and one, the fundamentals of football says you got to run that. You got to run that sucker right at the gut because your probability of getting it is a lot higher than whatever you got in your head, okay? So I'm a little, man, I guess we'll see when the season plays out. But that's one thing that makes me nervous, man, when you said that about Shane Waldron, because I got to thinking, damn, where have I heard that before? And it was when we had Matt Nagy. And, yeah, man, Matt Nagy will be throwing the damn ball on third and two. And I've actually seen Matt Nagy throw the ball on fourth and one, fourth and inches. You know, are we doing stupid shit like that, or are we being smart? That philosophy can get out of hand real quick if you're not disciplined with when you're getting cute. So that's my biggest concern is I don't want him to get too cute. We have too many weapons on this team to be trying to get too cute. All right, let's stick with the fundamentals, and then when we need to, you know, we'll pull a rabbit out of a hat. That makes me nervous, man. I don't want to see any more wide receiver reverses on fourth and inches. I don't want to see, you know, we're in a situation where we need to be passing because it's second and 15, and we're doing a trap run up the middle. I don't want to see that shit. So I'm hoping, man, that, you know, his philosophy lines up with what our players do best, and he doesn't get too cute with it, man, because I don't like that dude. That as soon as you said that, man, I had night sweats. I feel like I got, Nagy vibes all over again. So please clarify that for me, Hayes, what you mean by still there, man.
All right, Darius, I understand the PTSD that you have there because that's what that is, right? Not running on traditional plays doesn't mean that they – like, Matt Nagy just didn't know what the fuck he was doing. Shane Waldron is calculated, and when I say that he likes to run on non-traditional rundowns and pass on non-traditional pass downs, I don't mean every single drive all up and down the field or anything like that. I mean strategically to take advantage. The thing that Shane Waldron really views more than anything is mismatches, and he does have a higher football IQ than Matt Nagy to get that done. So when I say that, I'm not talking about – you know, when it comes down to that, he's going to be a little erratic. Like, Matt Nagy was erratic. Shane Waldron, it seems calculated when he does that. It seems like it's set up within the plays that they called and in the formation that they're running. Matt Nagy was not that. So I get what you're, especially being a Bears fan and hearing anything that reminds us anything of the Nagyism around this team, it can be triggering. But I didn't mean it in that way. I meant it more so in a way where it comes down to it. This team doing things to keep defenses on their feet, and thus, they make the right moves to take advantage of the mismatches or lack thereof when it comes to that. That's what I meant by that. Like I said, now, and it ain't to come at you or anything. It's really just I understand it because I've done that. And to be 100% honest and frank with you, had I been on that side of it and listened to somebody that covers the team say, oh, yeah, he just likes to. And that's I got to do a better job at explaining things. And, you know, that's something that in this job I still need to work on is the explanation in more detail. I sometimes talk about things as if you guys knows what's going on in my head. Sometimes I explain better than others, but overall, I can get better at that part of the game and the job. And I appreciate you, Darius, for this voicemail, because if anybody else took away that same thought from my that episode and saying, all right, well, Hayes is talking about that like it's a good thing, but that sounds like we may just be doing shit to do shit. That's my fault. Didn't mean to present it that way. Hopefully I did a better job in responding to this voicemail. That's why I think it was a great voicemail to bring up. But guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you guys are following the show at Shy Bear Central. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, ChicagoBearCentral@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-242-9336. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bears related. And like I like to end every episode on, Chi-Town up, but Bear down. Love you guys. Peace, y'all.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media. Media.
This
this season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.